Again, thank each of you for calling in tonight and just for being a blessing to this ministry. You know, God said all things work together for the good to those who love him. And we're just grateful tonight for each and every one of you and your faithfulness and your commitment to supporting this ministry. So we're going to try to piggyback a little bit off of last month where we talked about God's divine protection and the name of the Lord being a strong tower where the righteous can run in and be safe. And we're going to just pull from one of the reference scriptures tonight, which is Psalms 46:1, that says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I don't know how y'all feel about it, but, you know, I could have just stopped right at God is. The scriptures is a declaration of God's strength and his power and just, you know, a declaration to his existence. And it God is, and he is anything that you want him to be. God can be all that you want him to be, all that you need him to be. All you got to do is trust him, and he can be anything that you need him to be. But the scripture is talking about him being a refuge, and refuge speaks to a shelter or a place of security, a place of safety. And it's a place, as we talked about last month, is a place where you can run. You can run to God. Do you not know that in the Word of God there is a hiding place? And you can seek shelter from whatever you're going through. You can seek refuge from whatever you're experiencing, whatever the trial might be, whatever the test might be. You can seek refuge in God. The Bible says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and God will cover you beneath his wings, and you can just seek safety and shelter there. You don't need to fear what's going on around you, and you can just trust God to protect you and to shield you from whatever you might be going through, for he is all-powerful. And talking about how he is, he just is, which means that at each moment of every single day, God is all-powerful. He's not a weak God. He's not a God who's lacking in strength. He's not a God who's lacking in power, but he's a God who's there to defeat your enemies. He's a God who's there to pick you up when you fall. He's a God that's able to just turn things around, turn your situation around, and make a complete difference in your life. And I keep running across the word immutable, and I'm like, what in the world does that mean? So I begin to look up the word immutable, and it means unchanging over time, unable to be changed. He's unchanging in character. So God possesses the same power yesterday, the same power today, and he possesses the same power forever. Even to this present moment of time, God is unchanging. His character is unchanging. His power is unchanging. So, and then he said, a very present help. Meaning right now, right in the midst of your trouble, he is a present help. He's there. God promised that he would never leave us. He promised that he would never forsake us. He promised to be with us always, even unto the ends of the earth. And we should be able to take comfort and find strength for our own hearts as we were able to rest in God, knowing that nothing can touch us except what God allows, or except what he sends. There's nothing that can come up against us except God allows it. And in him allowing it, there's purpose. He's trying to make us strong And he'll bring us out of one battle, and he'll strengthen us that we're able to, if necessary, to go into another one. So he'll build us up. He's able to just build us up in the midst of what we're going through. And it's like running into, it's like a child who runs to his parents for, you know, when he's scared, he runs to his parents to seek safety and comfort and security in his parents. That's who God is. God, that's who God is to us. We can run to him when we're scared, afraid, don't know, you know, how we're going to get through this or that. We can run to God. He's there, ever present. In that time of trouble, when your back is up against the wall, when you're pushed into a corner and you feel like there is no way out, God is right there in the very midst of it all. All we got to do is put our complete trust in him. That's all we have to do. It's not hard. When we have God living on the inside, we have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us, there is nothing that we cannot face. Because I tell you what, saints of God, we're not in it alone. You're not in this thing by yourself. He is our refuge. He is a tower of strength. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. He's always there. When you feel like you're in the furnace, guess what? God's there. When you're going through affliction or the different tests and trials that this world brings, he didn't say we would be exempt. You know, just because we love God and we trust God, we might possibly even go through more. But he's working all things out together for our good. He's moving on our behalf. He's going to see us through whatever we are going through, even the most difficult times. God will cause us to stand strong through everything that we go through, through that supernatural strength that only God can give us. He will enable us to be able to withstand the storms, when you feel like you're being tossed and turned. That supernatural strength that only God can give will enable us to stand against anything that the enemy might bring. He is the all-powerful, the all-present, ever-present God. He lives within us to see us through every difficult problem, the times when you feel like you need him the most, he's there. The time when it feels like you don't have anybody else to talk to, you don't have anybody that you can turn to, anybody that you can call on, you can call on Jesus. His line is never busy. He's always right there. He is your biggest supporter. He is a strong tower. Regardless of whether it's physical, you're dealing with sickness in your body, regardless of whether it's financial, you might even be having a spiritual battle, you know, a battle in your mind. God is there. Whether it's emotional or even in your relationships, he's there for you to draw near to him. Again, he won't ever leave you. All you got to do is put your trust in him. And, you know, we have a tendency sometimes we might look to the world. You know, we run to the wrong things. Some might run to alcohol, some might run to drugs, some might even run to illicit sex. That's not where the answer lies. The answer lies in God. Sometimes we have a tendency to put our security, misplaced security. You know, we depend on the government. We depend on our paychecks. But I let you know tonight that real security is through Jesus Christ. Real security is in God. He will meet your needs. And the world can no way compare to the security that God gives. No comparison. But he is always with us. And verse 10 says, stand still and know that he is God. In that evil day that we're living in now, the day and the time that we live in now, with so much going on in the world around us, stand still and see the salvation of God. God will fight for you. God has your back, and he will never turn his back on you. So I encourage you tonight to stand still. And when you seem like you've done all that you can do and you feel like you can't do anymore, you cried your last tear and you feel like you don't have any more tears to shed, I encourage you tonight, put your trust in God. He will shield you. He will protect you. He will cover you. He will be with you. He is your tower of strength. In him you can have victory. In him you won't be defeated. In him you can find strength. In him you can find joy. In the word of God, you can find that hiding place where man can't harm you. You know, we go through different things on our jobs, even in our homes. We're going to go through different things. We're going to encounter different people, different personalities. Everybody's not going to treat you right. But when you got God in your corner, when you got God on your side, when you got the word of God in your heart, and you can pull that word out when you need it and speak truth over a situation, speak the word of God. You know, talking about God is the word of God. Genesis 1:1 said, in the beginning, God. He is all powerful. He's there when you need him. Even when you lie down at night to sleep, and, you know, you don't have to be fearful of what's going on around you. The Bible says God has encamped his angels, more than one, plural. He's encamped his angels round about you to keep you in all of your ways, to where you'll be able to lie down in sweet sleep, Psalms 4:8. You can lie down in sweet sleep, knowing that you don't have to fear anything that mere man can do to you. You don't have to fear when you know that God is in control of your life. He's in control of every situation, every circumstance. Again, it's not coming to you unless the enemy gets permission from God, and unless God allows it. But because we are children of God, because we are believers, different things are going to come our way sometimes. But when we know, Paul said, when we know in who we believe, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to get discouraged. But we can hold our heads up high and know that God is in control, and know that we can find safety in God. Know that we can rest in him. We live in an unstable environment. We live in an unstable world. Every day, Something is happening. There's temptations, earthquakes, in diverse places. My niece called me a couple of weeks ago from Jersey and told me they had a 4.8 earthquake. We're not exempt from trouble. We're not exempt from acts of nature. But God takes care of us through it all. He takes care of us. He knows them that are his. In him we can be established and secure, knowing that there is nothing too hard for God, knowing there is nothing that he won't do for us because we love him. Doesn't mean that he's going to remove everything from us. But to know that he's in it with us should make all the difference in the world. But he gives us the power to endure. He gives us that spirit of perseverance. I can make it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He has promised to supply all of my needs, everything that I need. God has promised to supply it. Do you not know that in your weakest moment, that's when God's strength is made perfect in us? That's when God comes through for us at your weakest moment? When you're just ready to throw your hands up and say, I can't take no more? When you're at your breaking point? In our weakness, that's when God's strength is made perfect. That's when he's able to do the impossible. Those things that man can't begin to do for us. When God steps in, he makes everything all right. When God steps in, oh my God, it's everything is better. When God steps in, he's working those things out for good to those who love him, to them that are called according to his purpose. So I just come to encourage you tonight. Just remember, like I said, God is. I could have just stopped right there. And y'all know I love that song. God is. He is everything. He is our all in all. He is our joy and sorrow. He is our hope for tomorrow. Just know that he is. And there is no comparison. There's nobody that compares to him. Just remember tonight that he is. When you're going through, remember God is. He's right there. He's walking with you. He's ordering your steps. He's making those crooked places straight. He knows the plans that he has for you, plans to give you a future and a hope, plans not to harm you, plans to keep your hands from evil. He just is. Oh, my God. And I'm grateful to God tonight that he is. He is the joy and the strength of my life. He is everything to me. He's the roof over our heads. He's the food on our tables. He's the clothes on our backs. He's a sound mind. He's an unconditional love. He's our shepherd. Oh, my God. He's everything. And it just goes on and on. And we don't need to fear anything that might come up against us. But we can take refuge and we can find strength in God. And we're going to go ahead and get ready for prayer. And we're going to be praying always. We pray for all of you that's on this line tonight. And you know, whatever you might be going through, just remember God is. Remember, God got you. He won't ever leave you. He's always there. I'm going to be praying special prayer tonight for Bishop Roy Foots and Pastor Cynthia Johnson. It's just people right now that are that we know, that we love, that are going through challenging times. Every day facing a different challenge or a new challenge. And we're going to pray for those tonight. We pray for Mother Liggins and Dean Walter Brown and Reverend Annie Anderson. And we pray for our elderly. You know, they're the rock. They're the foundation church is built on. You know, and there you look at their lives and their witnesses, you know, of all God has done for them and how he's keeping them. And, you know, if God do it for them, he can do it for us. Because he does not change. He is the same God. And we're just going to be praying for, always pray for our pastor and Lady B and their families. Pray for your families, your extended families. And we're just going to be praying tonight, and we're just going to be believing God to work miracles and do the impossible, to raise up, to set free, to heal, to deliver God's people. Again, so many, going through so many different things. I don't know what your test might be. I don't know what your trial might be. But I do know that God knows, because nothing is hidden from him. Our lives are as an open book. Nothing is hidden from God. Father, it is in the name of Jesus we come to you tonight, God. First, God, we just say thank you. Thank you for being God all by yourself. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you that you are everything, God, that we need you to be. Thank you, my God, that you're there in the midst of everything that we might be going through. And we know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you, Father. We come tonight, God, casting every care upon you, oh God. Hallelujah. Knowing, God, that it's you that cares for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Knowing, God, that you can do for us what no man can do for us. Knowing, God, that you can love us like nobody else can, an unconditional love. A never-ending love, a love, God, that's not going to turn your back on us. Oh, my God, that's not going to leave us to defend for ourselves. Oh, my God, but you are, God, an unconditional love. You, God, are our strength, our tower of strength, in whom, God, we depend upon, that we lean on, God. We put our trust in tonight, in the name of Jesus. Asking you, God, to work miracles tonight, God, for your people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you've already done. Yes, God, you've done so, so much, God, for us. You brought us through so many, God, so many different things. And we're grateful to you tonight, God. But we lift our eyes unto the hills tonight, God, from whence cometh all of our help. And we know, God, that all of our help, God, it comes only from you. Oh, my God, and we look to you, God, and we ask you, God, to help us, Lord. Help those, God, that are going through. Don't know, God, how they're coming out. Some might know, God, how their bills are going to be paid. Some might not know where their next meal is coming from. But, oh, my God, we look to you tonight, God, our strength, our refuge. That very present help that's right here, God, in the midst of it all. We look to you tonight, God, for help. We cry out unto you tonight, God, knowing that your ears are open to the cries of the righteous, knowing that it's the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, my God, that avails much. We cry out to you tonight, God. Remember Bishop tonight, Lord. Remember Pastor Cynthia, God. You see them. You know, God, everything they're going through. And I'm asking you tonight, God, as we bind together in agreement on this line, asking you tonight, God, knowing you to be the Lord thy God that healeth, knowing you to be a doctor above all doctors, asking you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, that you would just meet them right where they are. My God, that you would bring complete healing, complete deliverance, God, from everything they're going through. In the name of Jesus, knowing that when they face these challenges, my God, they're not facing them by themselves. They're not facing them alone, but, my God, you're right there with them. And we thank you tonight, God, that you are able to do that thing that might seem impossible for man to perform. You're able to do it, God, exceeding and abundantly above all, my God, that we could ever ask or even think, according to the power, my God, that worketh within us. You're able, my God, manifest yourself, my God, right there in the midst of their situation. Show yourself mighty, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. We trust you, my God. Work it out together for the good. We trust you tonight, God. Hallelujah, my God, to perform miracles in the name of Jesus. We're dependent on you, my God. We're standing in the gap tonight. We're interceding, my God, in behalf of all of your people, every person on this line, our pastor, Lady B, God, every pastor, every minister, my God, because if we never needed you before, my God, we need you now. In the day and the time that we're living in now, God, we need you now, God, like never before. Oh, my God, to work in our behalf, to do great and mighty things. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you in advance. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the victory. We thank you, my God, as you continually, day and day, God, day by day, keep Mom Liggins and Dean Brown and Reverend Anderson, our elderly, my God, that you keep them, God, safe, that you shield them. Oh, my God, that you continue to wrap your arms around them, God, that you continue to meet their needs and keep their bodies well, Lord. We thank you, God, that things are as well as they are. We thank you, God. We thank you for their families that are there, God, to make sure their needs are being met, realizing, God, that you use people. My God, to get a work done for you here on this earth, my God, you use people. You use them, God, that are in a place of availability, them that yield themselves to you, God, them that are open to hearing the voice of you, my God, and then walking in obedience. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. We pray, God, for every confused mind. Oh, my God, every broken heart. Asking you, my God, to show yourself mighty, Lord. Lift up heads, my God, that are hung down. We continue to pray for the bereaved families, oh God, them that have lost loved ones, that you will continue, God, to comfort them and strengthen them. My God, in the name of Jesus, continuing to pray for Jamari Woodson and Shirley and Robert Cooper, God. Thank you so much, God, what you've already done. Oh, my God, we thank you for the blessings that are yet on the way, God. I continue to pray, God, for Betty and Elmer Mosby, God, that you will continue to strengthen them, my God, in the name of Jesus. Renew their strength, God, day by day. Oh, my God, as you take them to this place and that place, and my God, just renew strength, and even as they travel over the highway, that you, God, would be that divine protection, keeping them safe. Oh, my God. We thank you so much tonight. Remember those that are in the hospitals and those that are in the nursing homes. Oh, my God, let your healing virtue, God, just flow in the name of Jesus. Pray for Helen and my sister tonight, God. Thank you so much. All that you're doing, my God. Thank you so much, God. You allowed them to see another birthday. We're grateful to you, God, for your keeping power, that you would just touch their mind. Oh, my God, that you would just restore, oh, my God, short-term memories, God, that have slipped away. Nothing, God, is too hard for you. We pray for Brother Bernard Hatcher tonight, that you would strengthen his body, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that you would bring healing, God. Hallelujah, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stretch forth your strong arm tonight, God, and save those, God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Those, God, in the midst of our own families, in the midst of our own homes. My God, that they would have a desire, God, to get to know you, to learn of you, to love you. Save, oh my God, to the utmost. I pray for our young people tonight. My God, as they're nearing the end of another school year, God, I'm grateful. We're grateful to you tonight, God, that you kept them safe, that you've shielded them, that you've been a hedge of protection around them, God. In the name of Jesus, we're grateful to you tonight, God. That when they leave home in the mornings, that we trust you enough, God, to bring them back home in the evenings, safe and unharmed. We thank you tonight, God. We continue to pray for little Malik, Lord. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, still trusting you, still believing you, my God. Hallelujah, still looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, my God, to turn some things around, God, in his life. To bring healing, God, to his body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, we honor the presence of your God in our life. Hallelujah, my God. When we can't turn to nobody else, oh, my God, we know we can turn to you. We can look to you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can look to you, God. Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Continue, God, to lead our pastor and Lady B, my God, as they lead your people. My God, you lead them, Lord. Give them direction, God. Give them vision. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. Those that are preparing to even graduate from school. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight. God, you've been so good. You've been so good, God. Hallelujah, God. That as they enter the next journey, the next phase of their life, my God, let them continue to put you first, God. Hallelujah, God. Let them continue, God, to put you first.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word says, seek you first in your kingdom and all of your righteousness. All these other things shall be added unto them. Let them seek you first, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Trusting you, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
As they go out into this real world, my God, in the name of Jesus, watch over them, God. Be thankful. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God.
Thank you.
We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, for answered prayer tonight. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord. And we love you, God. Hallelujah. We can't make it without you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we know that with you all things are possible as we believe.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, help us to grab a hold to the promises of you, God. Hallelujah. For the promises of you, God, in you are yes and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Your word is true,
thank
God.
You.
We stand on your word. We stand on your promises. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, God.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so
much. Every person on this line, my God. Thank you for the favor, your Lord, upon their lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you meet their needs.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we give you praise, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy.
All my heart, all my mind, all my soul.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Oh, my God. We dwell in the secret place of you, the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of you, the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Grant us sweet sleep on this night, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you again, God, for your angels that you encamped round about us.
Yes.
We thank you tonight, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, you're such an awesome God. You're such an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're such an awesome God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank each and every one of you,
Lord,
again for calling in tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Thank pray you. That your rest of your week is blessed, the rest of your night is blessed, that you go forth being not a hearer only, but a doer of the word of God.
Thank
I
you.
I love you, but Jesus loves you more.
Thank
and I
you.
Say good night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Yes,
yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.